Hello and welcome to the Body Velocity Show, the show where we take our health and fitness content, information, and advice and cram it into a value-packed audio podcast that lasts 20 minutes or less to help you take one step closer to your dream body. My name is Jeremy Langlois. I'm from Body Velocity Bootcamp, and this week the podcast will be a little bit different. It's going to be a very short one because of Australia Day. We didn't get the usual amount of content out on the Facebook page. Today we're going to go through Quick Tip Tuesday from 29th of January from our now former bootcamp coach Melinda Hyde, as well as Wednesday Wisdom, which was published on the 30th of January, and that was written by Krista Bugden. So it's going to be a nice short episode today. We're going to take you through those two points. Let's get straight into it. So first up is Quick Tip Tuesday, written by our bootcamp coach Melinda Hyde, and this is what she's written. Hey team, this week for Quick Tip Tuesday, we are talking about ways to save money on your health and fitness journey. While eating healthy should be a priority for every family, realistically, most people aren't able to spend hundreds of dollars on the latest superfood diet each week. A few tips to help keep your meals healthy and inexpensive include: number one, go vegetarian a few times a week. Use this as an opportunity to use food you normally skip over during a grocery shop. For example, using a variety of lentils or canned beans instead of meat in a curry or stir fry will not only up your vegetable intake, but also save you money as well. Number two, don't forget your old, faithful, low GI sources of carbohydrates. Brown rice, wholemeal bread, and rolled oats are great, inexpensive food sources to add to any meal. Number three, don't fall for food trends. Looking at the latest food trends in the media might have you convinced that in order to be healthy, you must eat nothing but chia seeds, kale, quinoa, or goji berries. While these all have their benefits, they also aren't exactly cheap. Experiment with these foods to create new recipes, but don't forget that a well-balanced diet with plenty of vegetables and fruit is a great place to start when improving your eating habits. Number four, vow to cut back on coffee runs. Investing in a thermos and taking your own instant coffee saves you calories and plenty of dollars over the week. Make saving money through food part of your reward system. For example, every time you get to the end of the week with minimal food waste, add these as points towards your next reward for your fitness journey. Example, towards some new runners or gym gear. And point number five, don't shy away from frozen food. While fresh is best, if buying frozen veggies prevents waste, then consider it for part of your weekly shop. Comment your favorite money saver, a healthy meal down below, and let's hear from you. Yeah, that's a great little article from Melinda there. Always useful to be able to save money and still eat healthy. A lot of people think that being on a health and fitness journey can be expensive in terms of the food shops, but it does not always have to be, as proven by Melinda there. Awesome article. That was posted on the 29th of January, so have a look on our Facebook page if you'd like to read that through. And any questions, leave them down in the comments. If you have any thoughts or comments you want to share with us, also leave that in the comments. Next is the Wednesday Wisdom article written from our health and fitness content writer, Krista Bugden. This was written on the, or sorry, this was posted on the 30th of January, 2019 on our Facebook page. So you can have a look there if you'd like to follow along. This is what Krista has written. How to foam roll and why you should. Do you find stretching just doesn't cut it sometimes? You're still sore and you crave a little bit more relief. Introducing foam rolling. Foam rolling is a form of self-myofascial release. It can help relieve your muscle soreness, aid in injury relief, and improve your range of motion. More specifically, it can help relieve those tight knots or trigger points in your muscles. And if you want to get in a little deeper, consider using a lacrosse ball or tennis ball. These are particularly good for big muscles in the legs, like the glutes, hamstrings, and quads. And they use a similar concept to foam rollers, they're just a little smaller. A lacrosse ball or tennis ball is also great to use on your back against a wall. So, what's the general technique involved in foam rolling? We're going to use the hamstrings as an example here. The hamstrings are the muscles on the back of your thighs. They can become tight from squats, lunges, running, and more. Basically, any exercise that involves bending your knees uses your hamstrings. Position the foam roller perpendicular to your hamstrings. Do one leg at a time. Place your affected or sore leg over the top of the foam roller. Support yourself using your hands. Apply moderate pressure into the foam roller, you should feel a good pain. If it doesn't feel good, stop and readjust. If it still feels uncomfortable, do not continue with the exercise. Roll back and forth over the hamstrings using the foam roller. If you feel sore in a particular spot, you can hold it in that position for a little longer. Aim to spend about 60 seconds or more on each muscle group. You can use a similar technique for your calves, quadriceps, glutes, IT band, chest, upper back, and more. Recover better, recover faster. If you're unsure of how to foam roll a particular body part, don't hesitate to ask any of our Body Velocity Bootcamp coaches. Let us show you the ropes. Yeah, foam rolling is great. Recommend it to everyone. I use it. I do it a lot myself. Foam rolling, and whenever someone has a tight spot or they're feeling a niggling kind of soreness, I guess, I always recommend either foam rolling or with one of those massage balls, one of those trigger balls. So give it a go. That was posted on the 30th of January. If you'd like some more examples, let us know. If you'd like some more pictures or demonstrations or anything like that, just let us know, and we will make sure to get that done for you. Well, this week's episode of the Body Velocity Show, as I said, it would be a nice short one with only Quick Tip Tuesday and Wednesday Wisdom this week. Look, if you have any questions, as always, make sure to let us know by leaving a comment on one of the posts that we went through, or any other posts for that matter. Feel free to send us a Facebook message or send me an email at jeremy@bodyvelocitybootcamp.com. And either way, whichever way you'd like to send a message or a question, we will make sure to get back to you as quickly as possible. If you're interested in giving bootcamp a go, make sure to check out bodyvelocitybootcamp.com, and on that page we have introductory offers for you to have a browse through, and you can have a browse through that and see if there's anything there you'd like to trial, just so you can have an experience of our service. And that is it for this week. Any questions, let us know, and we will speak to you soon. Have a great week. Bye bye.